tonight, they can all sleep soundly, and everything is alright. Good evening, this is Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is your monthly dose of goth, industrial, alternative, electronic, bit of everything really. Coming up in the show, we have interviews with Assemblage 23 and Skinflick, both done at this year's Infest. And we also have two guests this month. We have Jill from the Wendy House.
Hi.
Say hello. Yep. Who DJs upstairs in the Mutate Room. And we also have Keith Baker.
Indeed.
Who is known for... What are you known for? We've played some of your tunes before, haven't we?
Indeed. I'm known for many things. Oh, hang on. That was a question. Sorry. Just got to...
Okay.
There we go. Right, well, I'm known for basically making a din, being offensive, and kind of, I think that's it, really.
That's about it. Okay, right, well, we'll have more from you two later in the show, just generally nattering to you all the way through. We'll have to see how drunk you get on your cans of beer there. And yes, we opened the show with Nin with Match of the Pigs, and we're going to carry on with a bit more music now. We've got some Depeche Mode coming up.
You were guilt, like shackles on your feet, like a halo in reverse. I can feel the discomfort in your seat, and in your head it's worse. There's a pain, a famine in your heart, an aching to be free. Can't you see, all love's luxuries are here for you and me.
Thank you.
Okay, there you heard Tweaker with Linoleum, a classic song. Well, not a classic, it's one I'd never heard before until recently, but it appears to be a beautiful song about lino and asking someone to come and stay on your lino, which we're just nattering in
which
that
I
gap.
Do every Friday, to be
well,
honest.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems really quite odd to me to invite someone. If they're going to come around to your house, you wouldn't say, come and stay on the kitchen lino.
Well, unless you have a particularly comfortable lino.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, it depends. Maybe your other rooms are just not up to the scratch of That's your kitchen it. Lino.
Well, sorry. Then you must be poor.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe you've got like some of the world's best lino and then just an average house.
Proper grand square foot lino, you know.
Yeah. Okay, and before that we had Depeche Mode off a remix album, I believe, isn't that, Steph?
Yeah, I think it's the remix is from 81 to...
94?
No, 204.
Oh, 204. So 20 years of remixes, and that was that was Halo remixed by Golf Rap, wasn't it?
Yeah, which I love, like Golf Rap. Anyway, I love Alison Golf Rap's voice. It's just so like, and well, it's sex all over that voice. I'm sorry, but it is.
Some people just have them voices, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunately, most of us don't tonight, because I think most of this room is suffering from cold.
I think Jill's got a bit of a chat line voice going on, I think.
But
call 0891.
Keith will have less of that.
Sorry, Dad.
No, but one last thing. Alison Coldfrapp hasn't just got a sexy voice, he's got a damn sexy body as well. Sorry, but anyway.
Okay.
More music?
Shall we go on to more music before Steph gets too flustered? Alright, yeah, we're going to carry on with some more electronic stuff. Here's some Gary Numan.
Sorry, wasn't he?
name of misery and take me to some haven far away. Well, lately I've been wondering if this is all there is. Have I been here today? Was I here yesterday? Well, it's only when delusions fall and obliterate your mind, you know they've gone away. Well, I guess I've never gone today. Dreams and wish you help yourself.
Okay, you heard there. Well, that last track was Parallel Project featuring Ned Kirby from Stronger. Parallel Project's album Fusion being just a collection of electronic tracks by the guy who is Parallel Project, whose name completely escapes me. Should have done my research. And collaborations with various artists.
Tom Shear actually talks a bit about Parallel.
Yeah, because
his interview coming up later. So if you want to know more, stay tuned.
And before that, we played you Gary Newman with Me, I Disconnect From You. That was the remix off the Hybrid album. Right, we're also going to round up the upcoming clubs and gig nights in the area. I'm losing my ability to speak already and we're only like 20 minutes into the show. The clubs and gig nights in this area are coming up for the next month, so you know where you can come and find and hear this kind of music and see these kind of bands. Okay, on Saturday the 27th of November, the whole weekend in fact, is the Black Veil Under the Veil Gothic weekend. So on Saturday there is the Black Veil Night at the Adelphi at Dock Street in Leeds. That plays gothic, dark wave, neo-folk and electro and all kinds of stuff actually. That's 7 p.m. till late. I think it's just normal pub hours. £2.50 on the door. And on Sunday, they are running a bunch of bands at the Vine on the Headrow. That's the second half, which is Deviant, Rome Burns and 616 Abortions at the Vine. £5.50 on the door. I believe it's a tad cheaper if you go to the Saturday night and keep your ticket or something along them lines. More information is available at www.gogpromotions.co.uk. Also on Sunday the 28th of November there is Rhombus playing live at Black Sheep in Leeds. That's at the Basement Club in the Marion Centre. There's Heartland DJs there and that's a free gig. Nice of Paul to put on free gigs every now and again, and that's going to be good. That's your old kind of classic rock from Rhombus, and some of the Heartland DJs going to be spinning their tunes there. More information at sheepish.net/live. Going on until December, we have the following Friday on the 3rd, there's Friday Flock Christmas Special, Angels and Demons Special. I guess that's going to be a lot of people dressed up in wacky outfits, and it's going to be a lot of fun. £2 in before 10, goth industrial alternative 80s kind of music being played. More information, www.fridayflock.net. Following Saturday... the following Saturday on the 4th of December we have Carpe Diem here, a bit more local in Bradford, 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. at the Exchange in the city centre. Goth industrial cyber and alternative and free entry, so if you want to abandon your Christmas shopping for a couple of hours and listen to some nice tunes and chill out and have a pint there, you can go along to the Exchange. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Again, on Saturday the 11th of December, the following Saturday the 11th of December, we have Cordia Pavonis and Project playing Carpe Noctem at the 1 in 12 Club, Bradford. The door's 8:30, band's on about 9, goes on till 2 a.m. and you get, yeah, Cordia Pavonis Project, and you get a Goth Industrial EBM Club afterwards. £5.50 on the door. More information still at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And finally for this roundup, we have a mention of the Wendy House. The Christmas special is bound to be fun, as always. That's at the Leeds Student Union, 80s goth alternative downstairs, and the Mutate Room upstairs with hard dance and industrial tunes. Well, is it really hard dance and industrial? We have Jill here from there. I think you play a slightly different tinge to that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, how
would you describe it?
Well, the whole ethos, really, as far as I'm concerned, is that, you know, people should just have a good time, and I don't think it's worth actually putting music into pigeonholes. So I just play, you know, request whatever I want to play, whatever people want me to play and stuff. So, you know, I don't really want to put a label on it. I suppose there's a bit of hard dance, there's a bit of industrial, a bit of synth pop, some real cheesy stuff as well, which is always my bag. You know, just the way it
goes. A lot of fun stuff, isn't
yeah.
there?
Do we have any specialities lined up for the Christmas Mutate?
Ah, wow. That's a very interesting question. We've been discussing that today. If possible, resurgent of the goth karaoke, the tradition, which seems to have been upheld for the last five years or so. probably some party games as well, although I can't imagine Keith will be doing the music for this one this year.
slightly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the goth karaoke, because yeah, I've never actually managed to get there in time for that, because that normally starts right at the start of the night, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's normally on from about 9 till 10 or thereabouts. Mm. So as I say, we've not completely finalised it yet.
All right, so I guess checking out www.wendyhouse.org to
I
find
would
out
certainly
more.
Recommend doing that.
Yeah, sign up to the mailing list and everything. So yep, loads more information there. Right.
More music?
No, I think we're just going to have a quick mention of Keith's got something he wanted to mention about something you were arranging in January.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Keith.
Oh no. Oh dear me. No, it's I've got a night next year, which is basically for electronic bands to play live. Kind of the more off the wall stuff than the EBM industrial stuff. Just anything that's just a little bit different. Just that might give you a bit of a shock. The first one has got a couple of Ad Noisem acts on, Moth Boy and Detritus, as well as a guy called Motionless. And Moth Boy are currently one of my favourite acts, really. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And Detritus is excellent live as well. So that's going to be January the 14th at Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. And there's another four throughout the year, but hopefully I'll have the poster up for that.
Okay. Is there a website or anything associated with
not
that
at the
for
moment,
more information?
I haven't actually sorted that one out yet.
Okay, I take it there'll be standard kind of advertisings via NetGoth and things like that.
Yeah, there will be. There'll be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you get us the details, we'll definitely mention it on this show as well.
Excellent.
So
no problem.
We'll keep the listeners completely informed. Yeah. Right, okay, I think now is the time to carry on with a bit more music. We've been nattering far too long. Here's some Mindless Faith. Okay, right, what did we hear there? We heard... I've got actually the list in front of me, but it's escaping. We heard Fleshfield with Seethe,
yeah.
Off Strain. I take it that's a new release, is it, Steph?
Yep.
And before that we had Mindless Faith with Momentum, which I believe is yet another new release.
Yeah.
If someone can just hang on a minute, I'm going to attack this plastic here because it's strangling me with my headphones. Right, I'm back to normal functioning again. Well, as normal as I ever get. Right, we're going to carry on and continue to natter to our guests. Keith, you're working on... Well, you've released one album so far.
That's right, yeah.
Was that just an independent release, or did you get
no,
it
no,
done
no,
on a label?
No, not at all. It's on basically an American experimental label, which I was really pleased to get signed to them, actually, because they've got a fabulous reputation.
Mm-hmm.
One of those labels where, like, you know, people who are aware of them will just get releases off them because they are just... one of those labels.
They trust that the bands exactly. The label's choosing the right
exactly,
bands.
Exactly, because the band Gridlock, half of Gridlock, Mike Cadu, actually owns N5MD, which is a label, and it's basically his taste is pretty good. So
you tend to find these smaller labels where they're more passionate about the music when it's actually set up by people in bands, rather than the whole ethos of trying to just make shed loads of money.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the one good thing about N5MD is they are more interested in music. So basically, I had an album out Witness Years in August.
Okay.
Which I've had some fabulous reviews for. I'm really pleased about.
Yeah, I think we played a track off that a couple of months back when you threw your CD at us at Infest.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going really well, actually. Obviously, at the moment, I'm in the middle of writing the second one.
Yeah? How's that going?
It's going really well at the moment. I'm not planning to release it for ages.
Okay.
Basically, because I want to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But the direction it's going kind of less noisy.
Right.
It's getting more live instruments in because, I mean, for years, I mean, I've been playing bass now for about 15 years,
mm-hmm.
play other instruments as well, but I just thought to myself, well, why aren't I using this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of one of those things where I just wanted to broaden it out because I never want to put a limit on myself of what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to say, I am this. And in fact, to be honest, a lot of the reviews have been saying, like, you know, it's a very good drill and bass release with obviously melody on top as well. And because it's saying drill and bass, I'm thinking, do I really want to do drill and bass anymore?
Yeah.
I just don't like being pushed into a hole. So we'll see how it's going, but at the moment it's going really well.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier, in the last link, about the night you're going to start in January.
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called Concussion.
Concussion?
Yeah.
And we're going to play a track by one of the bands now, aren't we? A track by Mothboy.
Oh, yeah. Mothboy, A303. Well, like I say, the main thing about Concussion is that after I did a couple of gigs in Leeds, I kept thinking to myself, well, where can I play now that doesn't involve me actually sorting it out myself?
Mm-hmm.
And to find that there really wasn't many options for me, really.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are some nights, but there's not much in Leeds.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, the likes of Implant Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they tend to concentrate on, like, signed acts, which I'm not necessarily doing.
Yeah.
Some of my acts are not signed, but it's one of those things where I've heard them and thought, nah, that's good, okay.
Of course, this is the process a lot of bands go through to get signed, isn't it?
Exactly.
To actually play support or just play small gigs.
Well, I mean...
And get noticed.
That's the reason I'm doing it, is because I just want... basically to have somewhere in Leeds where I could hear what I want to hear, and hopefully other people will agree with me and come to the night.
we'll definitely be checking it out, but yeah, I've got this gut feeling that that's how a lot of club nights and band nights start, when people just get fed up with what's available in their particular town and decide to start something that suits them more, and sometimes they're stunningly popular.
That's it. I mean, it's being done as a partner night as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a more ambient side of electronica.
Right.
It was originally going to be half a year each.
Yeah.
But basically one of them's a day before my wedding next year. And as you can imagine, I don't really want to be running a club night the day before my wedding. Might really get me in a little bit of trouble with the missus.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Of course, yeah, you won't know about that, will
no,
you? Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Here I am.
Listeners, big news. Keith is getting married.
Yeah, not on the show.
And
not to Jill.
Not quite
Jill may have the same surname, but that's because she's my ex-wife. No, she isn't. We tried spreading that rim, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Damn. Did it get very far at all? Did anyone believe it?
No, no one. Not at all.
Right, okay. I think we've nattered on for a bit too long. Let's carry on with this track by Mothboy. If the CD player's going, yep. Okay, you heard there, right? Yeah, this is the end of tracks, catching us out, as always, through the show. You heard there St. Eve with Heart Black Amnesiac. Little daft story about that track is we didn't actually want mean to play that. We just keep hitting the wrong track off this Carpe Noctem CD. I think last month we played... Oh, was it the month before we played the wrong track off that CD as well, which was fantastic. So you're actually getting to hear loads of the Carpe Noctem Aftershocks CD. Just completely randomly, though. And before that, we played a track by Mothboy, wasn't it, Keith?
Yeah.
A303. Yeah. Which you'll be able to see in January in Leeds. Mm-hmm. Okay, right, we've now got for you an interview we managed to get with Tom Shirt of Assemblage 23. We called him backstage after his headline gig at Infest this year. So if it's ready, here goes Tom Shirt's interview. Right, we're here backstage with Tom Shirt of Assemblage 23. Hello.
Hello.
Right, we've got a few questions for you. Well, basically, about your album, the latest album that's just about to be released, what was the hardest part of creating that? You know, what do you think taxed you the most on the creation of it?
I find that each album that I do is much harder than the one that comes before it, because there's always, it's not necessarily based on an audience expectation, but there's always my own expectation of wanting to do better than the one that came before, building on that foundation that's already there. And so with this album, I made an effort to make it a lot more layered. And there's some of the songs in particular, I mean, there's like 14 or 15 synth lines going all at the same time. And that makes it significantly more challenging to mix, because you have all these parts competing for the same space. So that was probably the hardest part, was when it came down to mixing, because you want each part to be as important as the other part, but you have to prioritize and realize what parts have to be more prominent than others. And there were a few times where I was really at my wit's end and questioning whether I was doing the right thing or not, but I'm happy that I took the time to stick with it, because I'm pretty happy with how it came out.
I believe tonight's probably the first time this new material's been played in the UK. How do you think it's gone down?
Surprisingly well. One of the things that is kind of the downside of when you're introducing new material, especially before the album actually comes out, so that people can be familiar with the material, is people generally want to dance to stuff that they're familiar with. And so a lot of times when you introduce new songs, the audience is very polite and very, very appreciative, but they're not quite sure what to do. But, I couldn't see any difference in the audience between the songs that are like 3 or 4 years old and the brand new songs. I mean, they really reacted well.
We saw you last year, about a year and a half ago, at Bradford Rios. What has been happening to Assemblage 23 in that time? What's new, basically? I know you've got the album that you've been working on. Has anything else been happening? I know you've done something with Parallel Project.
Yeah, I did. I did some guest vocals for Parallel Project, which is a, for those not familiar with this, side project of Negative Format, where he does all the music and then has various vocalists from the scene contribute the lyrics and the vocals. And the other main big thing that I did was produce an album from a Seattle band called Back and to the Left. And we're hoping to get that out sometime in the fall. We're hoping for October, but you know, you always say October and it ends up being January or something. So, but it's very similar style to A23.
On a slightly different tangent, have you ever been approached to do music for movies? And if so, would you take the opportunity?
I actually did do a film soundtrack a couple of years ago. Before I started doing music full time, I was a video editor. And it sounds a lot more fun than it really is, because the reality is most of the stuff that you end up working on is just complete crap. But one of the guys that I worked with, we really got along, because we had the same aesthetic things kind of appealed to us. And I always thought that he would do something better than what we were working on. So we always stayed in touch. And sure enough, after I quit my job a year later, he calls me up, and he got funding to turn a screenplay that he had written into a film. And he asked if I would like to do the music for it, and I, of course, jumped at the opportunity. It's called The Good Thief, but it's not. There was one that came out recently that was in theaters that had the same title. This was an independent film, and it never got a theatrical release. It played at film festivals. Yeah. I believe they're still trying to get distribution for it, or possibly a DVD release, but it was one of those situations where they had chosen the title, and then that movie came out, and the director was like, shit. It's something I really would like to do again. It was a really good learning experience for me, because writing music for film is almost the opposite of writing a club track, because with a club track, you want there to be lots of hooks that people get stuck in their head. And soundtracks, you don't necessarily want people to notice it's even there. You just kind of want it to manipulate their mood. So it's a lot more subtle, and if you're used to trying to hit people over the head with, you know, hooks, it takes a lot of restraint to adjust to that style of writing.
That was Tom Shear from Assemblage 23 backstage. Sorry, that was cut short a little. We're going to carry on with some music now. Here's a nice remix, one of my favourites actually, off his latest release, Ground. And here's like the acoustic version.
Be still, though chaos rings around you now. Only so much rain can fall at once. Breathe in and let the air envelop you. And snow, but your serenity will come. Close your eyes and try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Turns around. Stand up, the circumstance has knocked you down. There is nothing gained by staying within its reach. Take strength in every failure you endure. Mistakes, how many lessons they can teach. Close your eyes, try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. It's still there, and the world still turns. These walls you've built around yourself. You can't take another step until they're gone. Move out, no use in dwelling in the past. Bid farewell to all your fears and carry on. Close your eyes and try. Beneath your feet, it's still there, and the world still turns around. Close your eyes and try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Around.
Elisha. We've only just met, and I think you ought to know I'm a murderer. Babies need blood. I have a portrait on my wall. He's a serial killer. I thought he wouldn't escape. Aisha, he got out. Runs for us.
Beats.
You're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Right, we've just played you, Han and Elias with Untouchable off the latest release, Future Noir. Before that, Death in Vegas with Aisha, and before that, Assemblage 23 with the acoustic version of Ground off the Ground CD single. Right, what's coming up later in the show? We've got, I'm sure we've got loads of groovy stuff. I think we've got a set from Keith coming up later. We've got an interview with Skinflick coming up later. But now what we're going to do is going to talk to Jill, because Jill's got a couple of tracks for us. We've asked you to choose some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what you've chosen, because you've dealt with Steph through this one, so this is completely blind to me. What have we got coming up?
Right, well, we've got a bit of a mixture of stuff, actually. I've just been dared to put on a Mandroid track. For those of you not familiar with the Mandroid side project, it's actually Keith and one of the other DJs from Wendy House, Nick. They are an amazing EBM act, and I say that with true sincerity.
You really do have a straight face. I'm
yeah,
so
totally.
Impressed.
I'm well good, me. Yeah, yeah. And the track's actually called Give the Terror Back to the Terrorists.
As you can tell, it's not completely serious.
Right.
And the other ones are Echo in Green, Fall Awake. Anyone that comes in between about sort of when I'm doing a 90 or 10 set will generally hear most of my synth pop, which I've been getting really, really into recently. And Echo in Green are one of those bands I've just got really into and just absolutely love that track. It's just brilliant. And the other one's Mind in a Box, Change, which has been getting quite a lot of airplay in sort of different clubs and places around the country at the moment. So yeah, I think that's about it, actually.
that sounds good. What have we got coming up first then,
well,
Steph?
I actually requested Jill to bring this track because I heard it on Saturday night. And it's Rotterdam with a track called, I can't remember its name,
Almost Violence.
Okay, well, anyway, this is it.
Steel. Don't get deceived.
fights, and that will learn to get better. I hear your eyes, your words make me silent. I'm paralyzed. Your looks are more violent. Take your place behind the wheel. You're in command. Take me where you want to. I'm a passenger. Waiting for departure. Leave behind a face of steel. Don't get deceived. I'm human and I want you. Waiting for departure. Take your place behind the wheel. You're in command. Take me where you want to. I'm a passenger. Waiting for departure. Leave behind a face of steel. Don't get deceived. I'm human and I want you. I'm a passenger.
If I could dress your wounds in lace, you know what?
Okay, this is BCB on, this is Dark Simulation, in fact, on BCB 96.7 FM. I should say that ident so more accurately, because I say it all the time. Okay, right, what were we playing there then, Jill? You run down before we went through there,
sure,
but to be
sorry.
Honest, I've forgotten.
That's fine. Yeah, that was a track by The Echoing Green, it's called Fall Awake.
Okay, and what did we play before that?
That was Rotor Sand, Almost Violent for Steph, because he loves it at the moment.
Yeah, he's been bouncing around the studio to that track and raving about them since, well, basically last weekend when you played them at the Lanyard.
Yeah, I believe so.
I like, sort of actually like ran up to Jill when I'm thinking to myself, his track is rather good. Jill, what's his track?
Oh, do you ever get bugged by too many people asking what bands are?
No, mate, I love it.
You just love educating.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say educating, but I think it's really, I really enjoy it because it's like bringing music to people and people just having a good time out of it. I mean, it's quite funny, sometimes you will get people come up for a particular track and ask for a particular band when that band's playing.
Right.
Which is like, oh, well, I don't know, maybe your friends told you to come up to us for that or something like that. But, yeah.
Some remixes I've never heard of.
That's right, yeah. I mean, at MuTech, I mean, and at the Wendy House in general, actually, we're pretty request friendly. Mm. We run the night on requests anyway, and I think that's what makes it so successful.
Yeah, because it's generally driven by the people there.
That's right.
Yeah, cool. Right, what else have we got coming up from you? We've got a couple more at least, haven't we?
Yeah, there's Mind in a Box, Change, which...
coming up next.
Is that
which
the next
is coming up next.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, anyway, this is As Jill Said.
And I will never see the truth. This is not a matter of my youth. I do not need anybody else. Bonds would put my mind into cells. Wrong, never listen to those truly strong. I do not fear anything that's not me. Ignorance is the ultimate key. But I wouldn't want to
Okay, there we seem to be having technical issues. We were going to try and play a Mandroid track. However, the CD player seems to be refusing completely for some reason.
It's no great surprise, really.
Yeah, don't blame it at all.
Maybe it's a CD player with a built-in sense of taste?
Could be.
Well, I hope that hasn't caused any kind of bizarre automatic jingle playing to occur. I'm not quite sure of the exact technicalities of what goes on when we play too much silence on this show. But we appear to be having... another CD queued up. Are we ready there, Steph? You seem to be. Shall we give you a couple more minutes?
Yeah, it's
which track on this CD?
Number one.
Set.
Right. Yeah, so basically, we're going into Keith's set now.
I'll just explain to everyone out there. I wanted to come in and do a live set. Unfortunately, they don't have the inputs, etc., for it. So this is in the great tradition of British cookery programmes. Here's one I prepared earlier.
Thank you.
listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that? That was a pre-recorded live set, I believe, from Keith, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, was that kind of a mixture of some of your tracks, or was that just kind of ad hoc music?
Yeah, it's... I mean, generally, my live sets are an improvised mashup of various bits of tracks that have been released, tracks that haven't been released, lots of extra percussion stuff. Mm-hmm. Generally, I make them up as I go along. I usually try and have a little bit of form to it, but only something that's in the back of my mind.
So it's a bit just more free-form stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. We're now going to carry on with, what's this, an interview.
Skinflick, yeah. Which I myself conducted.
Okay.
This is at an Infest, so anyway, this is Skinflick. Tell us a brief history of the band.
Started around about 1991. Toured around a lot, did a lot of gigs, did a lot of just mad stuff. Kind of went underground, did a lot of producing, remixing. Then around about 2001, we put together a new EP, formed the New Life Band, which is all four of us, and just started gigging again, really, and getting out there, doing what we do, really. So,
what is the creative process within a band, as in, who does what?
I think Justin comes up with original ideas, and then we all put a bit of a spin on that, I think.
Well, no, all I'll say is, like, put the stuff together, like the CD version of it, and then we take it into a live band environment and say, do what you can with that, and basically that's what it is. The live bands do sound completely different to the CDs, because we wanted it to sound that way. It's intentionally to sound different, because I find it quite boring, bands that, if you go along, and they just sound exactly like a CD, so we wanted something to sound very different to what was going on there, and a lot heavier, and a lot more intensity.
You were the first act on today, and you're not the atypical Infest band, as in, like, you use much more live instrumentation. How do you think that you went down today?
I was kind of dreading it, to be honest with you, because I thought we'd go down like a very bad sack of bad stuff. I'm not swearing. I was quite impressed. I noticed a lot of the older crowd tend to be on it, tend to sort of get the whole thing of what was going on. I think it was a bit of a risk for Infest to put us on, because obviously it's more electronic. But saying that, Infest did start originally in that kind of vein. It used to be a lot of proper old school industrial bands. So I'm quite happy with the way it went. I'm very happy with the way it went.
What actually, like, influences your music, your lyrics, because it's a very, very harsh, industrial-based sound.
Weird one. It kind of comes from all kinds of influences, really. I mean, I used to, you know, having grown up doing this for a very long time, so growing up with a lot of my old sort of the old school heroes like Fetus and Pig and Ministry and all that kind of style of thing. I just feel like that band never really hit, you know, the forefront of what was happening in the industrial scene. The UK scene's got very much European based now with dance music, and I just feel that, you know, it's time really that, you know, industrial went back to what it originally was, which was kind of all enveloping of different genres of music instead of just being dance music.
You actually recently played the Gothic Wave Festival in Germany. How did that go?
I think because people aren't really using kind of live instruments anymore, it's sort of, you get sort of, I don't know what you call it, a novelty value, but there's something that is different. So it's, there you go. There's an appeal there, because it's not, that you get lots of bands that are kind of very, very similar, and it's got that appeal. It's still electronic, but there's live instruments as well.
It was amazing to actually turn up somewhere and actually be treated like a band, which is a rarity, to actually have someone take care of everything for you, and you just turn up and play. I mean, that was a novelty in itself. But I don't think we felt overawed. I think we were all like a bunch of kids, really excited about it. And even while we were playing, it was kind of like, we were all like, we're little kids.
Speaking of like gigging experiences, what's been your worst and best experiences?
Oh, God.
And keep this clean.
I will. Worst. I can think of two that were incredibly bad. I think the Breeding Ground in Mill, which was just the most horrendous gig I think I've ever played. But on the plus side, we were very drunk. And what was that one we played recently in Cheltenham? Was it Cheltenham?
Chesterfield.
Oh, that was just like playing someone's front room. Best wise, I think Germany was pretty much on the highest stakes. Infest has been really good. I think we thoroughly enjoyed that one. And a couple of weeks ago, actually, in Bangor was very good.
Yeah, home crowd.
Home crowd, yeah. Playing to a home crowd, which is a rarity for us.
Yeah, I've actually released 3 or 4 EPs, and you're about to release your first full-length album. Could you tell us a bit about that?
We're about to do two. One which is Pearls Before Swine, which is the kind of... The sort of industrial rock style, and the other one, which is Halo of Flies, which is kind of more of the weird, strung out, not enough drugs kind of style. Pearls will probably be the first one to be finished, and which I've sent loads of promos out for. So I reckon by the end of the year we should have two following, since we'll wait and see how it goes. But they'll definitely be for sale on the internet.
The final question is, what's the plans for Skinflick for the next year or so? You mentioned that you wanted to release the two albums.
I think really it's just kind of a question of we'll keep going out and go out and playing, and if we can get someone to back us, that would be ideal really. But I mean, we're pretty tight little unit of, we do everything ourselves and release things ourselves, and we're pretty much done, so I mean, if we can get someone to just back us slightly, i.e. buy us a new van, that would be ideal. We've got plans to go back to Europe.
Well, thank you very much, Justin, Duncan and Steve.
Okay, that was the interview with Skinflick. We're now going to carry on with what we've got next. We've got a track by Skinflick now, haven't we? Is that what got queued up next,
yes,
Steph?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
You were looking worried there for a moment.
No, it's just that I've been battling with.
Oh, it's dodgy equipment evening. It's the.
It's just a kind of battle with techies stuff as usual.
If they'll replace your CD players with ice cream machines, that's the problem, you see.
Right. Okay.
Anyway,
that'll be trimmed out then.
This is a Skinflick track from the Pearls Before Swine EP, and it's called The Hole.
Okay, right. What was that last track? That was Skin Flick. This is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We just wanted to say thank you for listening. That's us for this evening. We're going
to
leave you with...
Keith and Jill.
Keith and Jill, yeah. Thank you very much for turning up and
no problem.
Listening to our bumbling conversation and basically filling in gaps for us.
It's been real, guys. Cheers for having us on.
Yeah.
So we've enjoyed you here as well. I believe Jill's chosen a track for us to leave on. So what's the track we've got left, Steph?
It's called Dismantled, and it's called Exit, I do believe.
Okay, yeah. Well, good night. Thank you for listening.